Dozens of school districts across the state will put bond proposals to voters next month. They're asking residents to pay for improvements in schools. But in some small communities in northern Michigan, a tax hike for your schools can be a tough sell. IPR's Max Johnston reports.
McBain is a small town in Missaukee County, and its calling card is dairy farming. There's a crop or farming supply store wherever you look, and the town smells faintly of manure, but not in a bad way. McBain is so synonymous with farming that their school is actually named after it. McBain Rural Agricultural School is right across the street from a feed store. Steve Prizel is the district superintendent.
You're definitely going to see a lot of tractors and a lot of hard workers.
McBain Rural Agricultural School has about 1,000 students in grades K through 12. Unlike most other districts, McBain's is all packed into one building.
High school students mentor the elementary students, and we're able to share some staff. We're able to be, I think, pretty efficient operations-wise because it is all one building.
Prizel says the district prides itself on that efficiency, but they have room to improve. For the past year, the school board has been working on a bond proposal that would ask residents to pay for some external and internal changes to the building. They put a similar one to voters last May, but that failed. Prizel says that bond had some fluff, like a plan for more parking and to add some classrooms. Those ideas have been scrapped. He says the new proposal is more nuts and bolts.
It's nothing extravagant. It's, you know, we're talking about roofs and boilers and buses and computers.
The new proposal asks for a little over $14 million over a 10-year span. Some of the improvements are clearly visible, like new tech for their computer labs. Prizel opens the door to one mid-lesson.
So they're little sponges, you know, as far as what being in front of a computer, they're really comfortable.
They
love it.
I recognize some of those computers from when I was in.
Yeah, those are pretty old computers right there.
Some of the other changes are ones that taxpayers won't see, literally. Prizel showed me the school's basement.
It's hot in here.
It's hot in here.
I mean, and you've got your pumps, and you've got your systems, and I won't even turn this light on, but I mean, you got your air handlers.
The bond would pay for replacing some old leaking boilers and AC equipment.
You know, these parts of the building where this is how we keep everybody warm and dry.
Prizel says the board is still mulling over when they'll put the new proposal to a vote. Right now, they're aiming for November. The school district scaled back the proposal to improve its chance of passing. Jennifer Smith is with the Michigan Association of School Boards. She says small communities can have a hard time convincing voters to pay for improvements in their schools. A lot of things, like an area's demographics or property values, can factor into these school bonds.
If you go into a low socioeconomic district and ask for a really high tax increase, you're probably not going to get it.
Just last November, voters in the small village of Misek voted down a school bond for the third straight time. Cindy Short lives in Misek and voted no.
Because I'm a senior and I don't have any little kids in school and I don't have any grandkids up here, and I can't afford any more taxes.
But Debbie Stanton, who voted yes each time, sees it differently.
Because education is the number one thing that you can give kids.
Steve Prizel says McBain listened to the community after their last bond failed and took that into consideration on the new one. To get the $14 million, the district wants to double McBain's millage rate to 3.8 mils. The state average is over 5. Prizel says he's optimistic about this one, but he's not naive.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, you're asking for people to have, you know, to spend more money on their local school, which I think McBain will. But, you know, when you look at your area and you look at the farming community, it's pretty tough right now.
State records show that bonds in rural communities pass or fail on a whim. Ludington, Benzie, and Kingsley are just a few other school districts in northern Michigan that will have bond proposals on the ballot on May 7th. For Points North, I'm Max Johnston.